Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay on a Sunday.
Oh, and it's Courtney from LA also on a Sunday.
You guys, it was like, we need to get this podcast out as quick as possible because this might have been one of the best Housewives episodes of all time. I'm going to say this is almost my favorite trip of all time.
Every week we keep saying like, this was the best Salt Lake episode. And then it's like the next week comes and they're like, we didn't think you could top it, but you did it.
It's so, I honestly, like out of all the Housewives trips, this has been one of my most favorite.
I mean,
most favorite.
We're like on our like fourth episode of Zion. Like it just keeps going. And then just as an aside, guys, this will be our only podcast for the week. Just want to throw it out there. So we're doing this. We want to talk Salt Lake. It's been such a good season. So we're going to like just dive into this episode.
I'm like, where there's only, it's the season finale next week.
I think it's going to be in 2 weeks because of Super Bowl.
Oh yeah. We talked about that.
But yes, I mean, it's like, but here's the thing that sucks though. Cause it's like, okay, we know that with the reunion, I guess the whole thing for me is I'm like, I'm so confused on how Jen Shah was literally arrested, is going through this whole like trial and everything. And somehow we're focused. That's not even the third focus of what the season is. Like, we're
it's
on,
like no big deal.
Like,
Cinco de Mayo party, which is Courtney's birthday, mm-hmm. and give out diamonds and crimp our hair and,
you know, and then accuse Meredith of not going to a memorial, or maybe she went to a more memorial. Why is she telling us the wrong day?
Was it on a Monday or Tuesday?
I literally think that just, I think the thing is, and this is why I also like love Housewives though, is like, it's clearly a miscommunication. Like there's just days, times, nobody's correcting anybody until
after. It's a lie. I have a lot of suspicions about this because why wouldn't she have just said, it was on Monday?
Because I think she's like, I don't need to dignify this argument.
But it would have been really easy to stop the argument if you just said it was on Monday. Why didn't you get the brochure?
Why does she have to? I guess I just like keep like she owes nobody. Like Whitney, you are not a detective. You're not even very good at what you're asking the questions to get deep down. Okay. Like, I don't know why this is an issue of like Meredith said in her talking head, like, if I was behind this with the FBI, don't you think I'd want to watch the arrest?
Don't you like I love being able to like prove people wrong with evidence. Meredith had the opportunity to do that. Where's her dad's memorial pamphlet?
that is so ridiculous that you think that she needs to bring the brochure out. Like, no, absolutely not. And I'm thinking like, oh my God, if I like what
this is going to be her receipts at.
Oh my, yeah, she's going to bring it. She's going to bring the snowflake necklace and the
receipts. At the reunion. Yeah, she's going to give back the snowflake necklace. And then there's going to be, wait, then I started doing my own detective work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is Meredith Marks' dad's last name? And I found the mom. I couldn't find the dad because I was trying to find the
dad. Oh, so now he just doesn't even exist?
I don't know.
Oh my God. This is such a ridiculous thing.
I couldn't find anything. Okay. I couldn't find anything.
Okay. Well, I went on her Instagram because I was actually trying to figure out.
I looked at that too. I looked at that too.
Okay. And well, no, here's the thing. I don't think she owes. I feel like also within this group is like Meredith is very smart. Like she went to law school. Like she's really like when I listen to her and the words.
Wait, choices, Meredith went to law school?
Yeah.
Did she graduate?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember any of this.
Okay. Either way though, like she just, I feel like when she's like one, why her ally is Mary, I don't know because she a dum-dum, but like when she like goes up against Whitney, I feel like it's like Whitney's just like, I'm going to get you. And like Meredith's like, absolutely not. Like, I just feel like the whole
thing. A repugnant human being. I have a bigger vocabulary than you.
Exactly though. Exactly. Like I just,
Heather, she kind of like gives us some Heather Dubrow words.
No, I just think that Meredith is actually intelligent, not super intelligent. Cause she did marry Seth. I'm just kidding. I think Meredith's also like lived a lot of lives. I just think it's like ridiculous that, I'm sorry, if one of my parents passed away and then while I'm filming, I have to like go to this memorial. I'm clearly grieving and all this. And then like people want to question that. Like I would be livid too. I'd be like, I literally hate all of you. I hate all of you. I don't want to be on this trip. Like I noticed on our Instagram, there's not a single photo from this trip, like Zion, even Vail or Aspen. I can never, were they in Vail or were they in Aspen? She was in Aspen Vail. And went to Vail.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's none from that. And I'm like, this is very, it's very interesting that she doesn't have any photos because she hated both of the trips so much.
So she studied fine arts as an undergraduate, worked as a model, and then attended graduate school at Northwestern University, earning 2 diplomas, her law degree and an MM from the Kellogg Business School, which is a really good business school. What's an MM?
A master's in management. I don't know. But yeah, I think like my friend went to Kellogg. Like, yeah, she's well educated, if you will.
Yes.
I don't know. It's like, for me, it's like, it's apples and oranges when it's like Meredith and Whitney. Whitney isn't the detective she thinks she is.
I'm all about Whitney. She is bringing, she asks all the questions the viewers are wanting to know.
I mean, listen, is she like, do I love mess? Of course I'll watch this, but it's like wild that she thinks she's like on this goose chase of like, I'm sure going to get her. I'm like, so guys, again, fraud, Jen Shaw, super easy. Like we could all go over there. You want to go the cult path too? Okay, great. But no, somehow we're harping on a memorial date. Like this is wild that this is the focus.
Also, if her and Lisa Barlow are such good friends, why wasn't Lisa at the memorial?
What if it was family only? This is so wild to me, Mary. I'm like
a funeral goer, you know? Gone
like a wedding crasher, but for funerals.
No, I feel like I've had to go to a lot of funerals in my life.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, gosh, if one of my friends' parents died, of course.
Now Lisa's in the wrong for not attending. Oh my God. This is.
Well, it was a memorial and it was COVID. So maybe.
Maybe she also, if like she didn't.
I mean, the whole cast should have gone, to be honest.
No. Is anything sacred anymore? We can have some moments off camera.
No, I'm not saying to film it. I'm not saying to film it, but you go to support.
I don't know. Maybe because it's like far away, you know, last minute, whatever. Either way.
Wait, you guys, also, I just found an article about Meredith Marks and 10 things we didn't know about Meredith Marks. And they're so stupid. Let me just read them.
Number 10.
Oh, well, it goes like 1 to 10.
Okay, fine. What? Number one.
One, she's been married for more than 25 years.
Well, her son just turned 25.
She's originally from Chicago.
What?
These are 10 things.
10 things we definitely know about Meredith Marks. Okay. Number three.
She is Jewish. Like, these are, she's these are a strong supporter of the LGBTQ plus community.
What is all over her Instagram? We know all of these things.
Yeah. Okay. She started her career in the fitness industry. That's kind of a new fact.
Oh,
okay.
That's interesting. I'd like to know. I did not know that. Keep going.
Her first business was a Pilates studio in Chicago, which she opened with her sister before getting into jewelry.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Fact number six, guys.
Okay.
She likes to travel. Meredith is truly a woman of the world, and she's gotten to travel far and wide throughout the years. Not only has she visited many countries, but she's also lived outside of the United States. The experiences she's had while visiting different places have definitely helped mold her views of the world.
Wow.
Number seven. She's been friends with Lisa Barlow for years.
Not anymore. Update this article.
Number eight. Her jewelry has been worn by lots of celebrities.
Does it say Charlize Theron in the paragraph?
No, it says Rihanna, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Gabrielle Union.
Okay. Okay. So these sound a lot like things that we already do know still.
No, I just think it's
The fitness one is the only one I didn't know.
Okay.
If you tell me number nine.
Go ahead. Joining Real Housewives of Salt Lake City wasn't an easy choice. That's signing up to do a reality TV show can be a life-changing experience. So it wasn't a decision that Meredith took lightly. Maybe because she didn't live in Salt Lake City.
I was like, I feel like one of these fun facts is going to be like, Meredith loves to live, laugh, and love. Like, live, laugh, love, you know? She loves, Meredith loves to dance like nobody's watching.
This is one you don't know.
Okay.
Number 10, she's been mugged.
What are these?
It's not funny. What? This is horrible. Chicago is a city that has become known for known all over the world for its violence. And this is something Meredith has experienced firsthand. I feel like Seth wrote these. When she's
is this an Us Weekly article?
No, it's called TVOverMind.com.
Oh, okay. It's like, remember they used to do like, what's in my bag? And like a celeb would tell you 25 things that are in their bag.
I remember they still have it. And it's in Us Weekly. And I definitely read Lisa Randos. Okay. When she was still working in real estate, she was mugged. She told Female First that the attack was so aggressive that she was dragged across the street.
Whoa. I did not know that. Okay. So 2 out of 10 facts I did not know. Right. And I think even as being big Bravo fans that we are, I think if you were a casual fan, you still know 8 out of 10 of those facts.
I agree.
Okay. Okay. So should we go actually into the episode?
Yeah. Let's start from the top. So basically, you know, Mary goes to check on Meredith. And Meredith won't answer the door. She's like, no, I'm done. Like, it's done. She's like, Mary, leave me the fuck alone.
Meredith
so
is
over
regretting
this.
Mary being her ally right now. Like, totally.
Right.
She is like, God damn, like, Mary won't leave her alone because Mary is like, just us two girls against the world. Like, she's like, you're my Bonnie. I'm your Clyde, babe.
Yeah.
And Meredith's like, please
literally,
leave me
Mary,
alone.
I can't take you right now. Like, stop trying to get in. I'm not going to let you in. Like, it's over.
She still pushed her way in. She probably whispered. She's like, God's here too. You know?
Yeah.
So she let her in. But then finally, I feel like Mary finally like let her in. Then she's like, oh, thank you for letting me in. This is so weird.
Yeah.
Then we get the replay of last week from Lisa, but now it's like everybody's starting to like come upstairs, right? And like check in on people. So Jenny's coming up and Lisa, and she walks into Lisa's room and Lisa, she has Gretchen Wieners snapped.
Yes.
Snapped. Like, she is so done. Like, Meredith owes me an apology. Like, I almost got my ass kicked on the way here. Like, you guys, you know, they're just going, I'm like, nobody's defending me. And they're like, we all tried to defend you. And I was like, I don't feel like I heard anybody really defending, except that Jenny did say, what's wrong with Taco Bell?
That was Jenny's defense.
Yeah.
But I love Lisa is totally unhinged. She's like, they have all made the wrong choice tonight, and I am better than this.
Also richer than them. Like, I don't know how this falls into this, but okay.
I am richer than all of you and I do not need to be here. Okay. No, but I feel like she was saying, like, I don't need this paycheck. Okay. Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna sell my soul. Like, where you and I are like, we'll sell out for like $5. Like, she's like, and no, like, I'm rich enough that I don't need this. Like, I'm just here for the fun of it, and this isn't fun anymore. You guys, Zion should be fun.
And she sent us tequila.
Yeah.
So cool. I just feel like that's great. Thanks. Yeah,
we could be bought. No, but then it's like, because they're like all in the bathroom, and like security like has to get in there too, because they're like, we don't know what's going to happen in this bathroom. These women turn on a dime. Like, we do not know what's happening.
It just made me giggle though. Like, Lisa is like holding her
hair dryer.
Like,
she's in a sports bra and jeans. Like,
what is she going to? I'm like, she's packing up to leave. Like, she wants to get the fuck out. But I'm like, why is she holding a hair dryer right now?
I think she was going to take it and wrap it and put it in her bag. And then everybody came in, you know?
You guys, if you have thick, unruly hair like myself, the Dyson hair dryer is legit insane. This is not an ad. I wish it was an ad.
Do you have the air wrap or the hair dryer?
The hair dryer.
I got the hair dryer for my mom, and it is five.
It's life changing.
I timed it. I have really thick hair too. I got it dried in 7 minutes.
Really?
7 minutes. Yep.
Wow. Mine's still, I mean, before, honestly, an hour. So it's like 20.
I take the little, I blow dry regularly, you know, just with the concentrator.
Yeah.
And then I take the flat iron tool, or the flyaway tool, and I put that on the top of my hair, and then it flattens it out a little bit, gives it a little like curl at the end, a little flippy.
Oh, cute. Yeah. I haven't tried that. Oh. Can you send me a video?
You got it. I will. Next time I use it, I will.
Because my hair really...
you would actually very much benefit from that flyaway tool. You think? Tool. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay.
We'll discuss.
We'll talk offline.
We'll offline about this. Yeah. Lisa doesn't have Dyson.
That's what I was just thinking. That's what I mean.
She's got a pink one.
I
was like,
I really think Lisa should get the Dyson. Yeah. Life changing. She can afford it. She's rich.
She's rich. She told us. Yes. She told us she's rich. Do it. Jen is like, it's like, Whitney's like, I need a moment with Lisa. She's like grabbing her. Like, I need a moment. I feel like because everyone's also very drunk at this point too. Like, Whitney is so hands down
blacked out.
Yeah. She does not. The next day, she's probably like, can everyone fill in what happened? But she's like, I need just like a moment. And she's like, Lisa, how can I have your back? How can I have your back? What do you want me to do? It's like, the moment's past now, guys.
And Heather is relishing. She's like, I love Lisa Barlow unhinged. No wire hangers. This is also
Mommy Dearest. That's a Mommy Dearest line.
When Heather is in, that's my favorite confessional look for her ever, in the black.
The black with the sheer and the it's like a Gucci sheer. Yes.
Mm-hmm. She looks fabulous. Mm-hmm. She does not look inbred. Okay. Mary M. Cosby.
What is, you guys, like, I'm honestly, every single week, I literally think it's like Mars Attacks. Like, Mary is an alien. Like, I just feel like I miss her
so much though. Like, no. So much. She's talking to herself in the window.
Looking at the window.
She's the girl in the window. And she is like, well, she's like, Heather really is a Mormon. She's so judgmental. Little does she know she looks inbred.
Like, it's just like a throwaway line of, wait, what? Like, what's happening? Like, why is Mary not in her room?
She had this other one line, like, when Whitney walks past her, she looks Whitney up and down, up and down,
up and down.
And then just basically, like, pans to the camera and is like, women. Like, you're a woman!
You are one of them. I mean, I was also laughing too, because, you know, and then it's like, we're still in Lisa's room and everyone's just like kind of sitting on the bed. I'm laughing because at one point Jen Shaw takes the pillow and smacks the window, and you think she's like maybe trying to calm down the crowd, and then the camera just zooms in on her and she goes, mosquito. Like, she's just like, I can't take this anymore. You know, Lisa's like, I'm authentic. Like, this is the puck making up lies about the kettle. I was like, pot, kettle, we're skating to the puck. Yeah, like, yeah. I think we're getting our lines wrong here. Our idiom's a little off here, but it's just like, she's just like, I felt alone. She's literally like hysterically crying.
Barlow is sobbing. This was her breaking point because I think she's also like, Meredith, I have so much fucking shit on you and I could take you down right now. I'm not going to say a thing because I have integrity. And same with Jen Shaw. They like are both like, we have so much dirt on you, Meredith.
But what do you think kind of shits that they have? Because it's like,
if
it's like
the, all, I think like all the affairs.
But were they affairs if they were separated? Like, I'm just trying to figure out like, what is it that they have? Because it seems like maybe she doesn't want that to be talked about. But I think
last season they pretended like they separated because she was having affairs. Come on.
I don't know.
Conveniently you separated.
I think that they were separated.
Fucking around for, you know what? You've been fucking around for 20 out of the 25 years.
Whoa. Accusation. Allegedly. Okay. Alleged.
I know nothing also. Yeah. Like, okay. But that's my theory.
Alleged. But yeah. But I mean, even Heather says that, like,
do you think Heather, I mean, do you think Seth hooks up too though?
I feel like Seth cries during sex.
No, last year he was, I'm sorry, I hate saying this. Like last year he was a little bitch. Okay. And this he was a little bitch crying.
Like, let me see your phone. I want to unlock your phone so I can see what's in there. And she's like, I'm not going to do that.
This year he's like, I will treat you like a second wife. Like I'm going to like spank you. And
yeah. And then he's like, and then he's like,
but also I want Whitney's cleavage.
Yeah. Like he's just like perving out this season, which, okay.
So like if we watched back though, from last season to this season, it seems like two different people.
Seems just like someone's like, oh, the camera was fun. I like that. Yeah. Is that set? You know, a lot of people, we talk about that second
to younger
season.
Self. No to younger self.
Seth's duck. But it's like, you know, like those like second season Housewives where you're like, oh, great job on your first season. Then they come back for the second season. You're like, oh God, you're so freaking annoying.
That's what's going to happen to Kathy.
Yeah, I think so too.
Kathy predictions.
So Heather does say like, you know, Jen has a lot of shit on Meredith, but she's out of respect for Lisa. And like, Lisa's kind of this in between on these friendships, which I'm
also,
like,
that doesn't even fucking make sense.
Unless it's because Lisa told Jen. And maybe that's how Jen knows stuff, because if Jen said it out loud, Meredith would be able to track it back that Lisa was the one who said it. So maybe, because I agree. I'm like, I don't think that Jen is keeping secrets for anyone. Jen's going down, like she's going to jail for a while. I don't think she's like going to not say anything out of respect for her friends.
I think she could crimp her hair in jail.
Oh, well, she could do braids.
Yeah, exactly.
And then take it out the next morning, you know? Mm-hmm. So then Mary,
she'll actually do fine in jail. Oh, she'll really do fine.
I feel like she's going to really control the area. You know, I'd also love to see her on Love After Lockup. I think that could be her Love During Lockup. I think that could be her next move. So then Mary and Meredith are in the kitchen and Whitney comes into the kitchen very drunk. And she's like, I wanted to apologize, Meredith, because of the speculation. And Meredith is like, oh, you were very disrespectful. You were very disrespectful. And she basically, this is like, it goes back to the Jackie and Teresa of things when Jackie was like, Teresa, you started a rumor about my husband. It'd be like if I said Gia did cocaine, right? It's an analogy. Right. It's kind of, here's what's like. And she's like, what if I said to you about your dad, I know that you talked to your dad and you haven't, and he's not missing, you know? Like, what if I told you, I think you're lying, and everybody here told you, I think you're lying and you're making it up. And Whitney's like, what a low blow. That's a low blow. Meredith, at least you know your dad's resting peacefully. I'm like, oh my God, what the hell is happening here? Like, now we're like, what?
It's really bad. It got dark.
She's like, your father, and then she's like, you know, Meredith's like, your father's alive. Mine is dead. I'm like, oh my God, can we just leave Meredith alone about this?
Meredith, like, why didn't you just say that the funeral was on Monday?
But she doesn't.
But you could have shut down this whole conversation.
But what if Meredith is also drunk at this point too, but Whitney's just drunker, so Meredith looks sober comparatively.
But like, why wouldn't you use your evidence?
But what? Because she doesn't need to. I don't feel like she, I don't think Meredith has to justify to anybody about who gives a shit where she was regardless. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
And you know what? I'm team Whitney. And do you want me to hire a private investigator to figure this out?
That didn't land for me, to be honest.
Oh, I thought that was hilarious. She's basically like, tell the truth. If you just tell the truth, then this conversation's over. Nobody else will speculate. You just say the memorial was on Monday. It's not that big of a deal.
But again,
she made it a bigger deal because she made it a bigger deal.
I don't think she did. I think that the women bringing it up made the bigger deal, to be honest. I think weather is like, they're spinning. Bad weather, no. Tornado, destroy.
My father died. What doesn't fucking add up about that?
Meredith, I find it was like very annoying in this episode after this fact, but I'm like, I agree. Like, what are we arguing? Why are we telling people like that she has to justify a memorial? And then not only this, what does it, okay, let's say she did. Let's just say she lied about the memorial. So she wasn't there.
That's creepy. What else are you lying about?
Okay, Jen Shaw, you relax.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, if she did, but what does it matter if she didn't want to be on that Sprinter van? I guess I'm just trying to figure out, like,
but then why would you lie about your father's memorial? That's creepy.
I don't think she did, though, but I'm just saying, I don't understand, like, what's the point, though? Like, what do they want to prove? If she lied about it, what do they want to prove? What does it prove?
No, I think
that she's part, that she called the FBI?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I don't think they're parts of the puzzle are adding up, but also though, like when Whitney goes back up, she's like, guys, like, oh my God, she's literally like running around the room. Like, it's almost like when you said something bad to your parents and like you go up to your sisters and are like,
how do we spin this? What do we do?
I'm going to get in so much trouble. I'm so scared. Whitney's like dying. She's like, oh, I really regret what I just did. I just said that I should hire a private investigator to see when her dad's funeral was.
Yeah. I don't think we're friends anymore. Well, and then Mary is like the person, I think. So I feel like Mary watched How to Help a Friend with Grief video, like a Grief for Dummies book she read or listened to the Audible. Right. And she was like, she just is like talking to Meredith, where you can see Meredith is clearly like, leave me the fuck alone, Mary. And Mary's like, that wasn't nice. We can't fix this. You know, she can't touch, like, no. And it's like, we're like back in the room. Like, I just feel like
We're back in the room. And Whitney's like, I have to pee. And then everyone's like smelling her pee, apparently. And it's like, your pee smells like you should drink some water. And I'm like, wait, what is that? I've never heard of that.
Yes, her pee was probably like yellow brown because she hadn't had any water. She was dehydrated.
But they were, no, I understand the color, but they said,
I think it smells like ammonia.
Your urine smells like it needs water. And Meredith comes in and Meredith's like, Whitney, I need to talk to you. And they're like, yeah, you can come in. She's just peeing. Like, if you want to get in the toilet with her, come on down. Like,
well, then she's like, Whitney, who in this group was speculating about my father? Who was it? Whitney's like, me. I was like, oh God. But then, because I'm like, I think Whitney, she's feeling a little confident right now, though. She said the first thing, and then Meredith still came to her. So she's like, it was me, Lisa, Jenny said, and then Jen Shaw is like, Jenny said that you hired a private detector and called the FBI. And Jenny's like, I didn't say that. Like, it's like, it's all everybody, you know, the Spider-Man meme where everybody's like, they're all pointing at each other. It's like, this is like what's happening here. Like, you know, and then Lisa Barlow comes in. She's like, I didn't speculate. I did not speculate on your father's death. You are the fucking liar, Meredith. Do not do this to me. I am fucking mad. Do not do this to me, Meredith.
That's when she's like, do not do this to me. I could say so much. You better stop this right now. I never speculated about your father's death. You know.
And I really don't think that Lisa did. I think here's, okay, when they did the playback for me, I was like, okay, that is a good point because it did have to happen on Monday because Meredith said she flew Monday night. And then we did see her when they were driving. We did see her at the house. So she was getting everything set up. So when she called, Lisa did call her and then was like, oh, I feel so bad. I called her during the memorial. Meredith on the phone, I guess Meredith could have said, oh, I'm in Vail already.
Right.
I guess she could have said that. Like, but I literally think it was a miscommunication where Lisa's like, I know that she's dealing with the memorial stuff. And she thought maybe she was calling her during it, whatever. But like, I think it's literally just, we're getting days wrong, guys. That's it.
It's been a fascinating experience to watch because literally we're fighting about days of the week.
Yes.
I am here for it.
Like it's wild. And then I love when like Lisa also goes like, you are not getting an apology from me because I did nothing wrong. Like, and I'm like, yeah, don't
I'm team Barlow.
I'm team like, I'm team Meredith in the sense of why does she have to justify this to anyone? But I'm team Barlow because
Meredith's a fucking liar.
Mary, I don't.
Liar. I'm done with her. Mary. Done. We're over. I'm very passionate about not liking Meredith. And guess what? She's not going to have any friends next season. Bye. You know who are your friends? The feathers on your outfits.
Mary. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So then
where is Mary Cosby? Where is Mary Cosby for
Meredith? Where is Mary Cosby? Miriam Cosby. Meredith? It's like, what the
Mary,
hell?
Where is Mary for Meredith? Meredith needs you.
Like, and Mary's like, okay, she's in the bathroom. She's like, she's not peeing anymore. She's not peeing. No, you can come. Why aren't you there? And like, Mary, we don't need Mary Cosby, okay?
But literally, they're just like, Mary, why do you even come? She's like, well, to be honest, this is my last attempt and I'm not coming anymore. I'm done. I'm done.
Like, I don't even like you guys. I don't like you guys. You know, remember, the congregation does talk about how much they hate Lisa Barlow.
Yes.
So, you know.
And in this kitchen scene, so the big fight last, like, off, you know, when supposedly Lisa thought she was unmiked, she said it was like this boom thing that Meredith said there was like no booms. If you notice in the episode, when they're in the kitchen, you can see a boom in the reflection of the window.
Whoa. Okay, detective.
I mean, call Megan King Edmonds, PI. You're out of business. Mary Mahoney is open.
Wow. Well, we also know, too, that Lisa was talking to somebody else because when they busted into her room, there was like the guy producer in there, you know? So like we saw that. But I just love when Mary's like, OK, bye. And Whitney's like, no, hi. She's like, hi, I'm Whitney. Like, that'll show her. And it's just like, you know, and then they're like, Meredith, like, why? And she's like, Mary's been kind and a good friend. I'm like, okay, but see, this is where you're being hypocritical, though, because Lisa is saying Jen's been a good friend, but just to Lisa, you know, not to you. You see that Mary says these things about other people. So you're being a hypocrite in that sense. What does Mary know?
I don't know. Well, I know one thing. Mary knows not to ride in a sprinter van. SUVs only.
Could you imagine being the person who has to drive Mary home and you're like, just get in the fucking van, Mary.
Mean the SUV person driver?
Yes. Like, could you imagine that you're like, okay, I got to now drive like 6 hours with Mary Cosby in the back seat here.
Please go on herself in the back.
Probably. Like, yeah. Do you think that Mary Cosby owns a pair of AirPods?
No, absolutely not.
Like, I remember she gifted them to the group at the Valter lunch last year, but I'm like, I don't think she owns a pair of headphones.
Like, she owns them, but she's never used them.
Like, she doesn't know how to, right? She's not connected to her phone or something. But like, I just feel like, I'm like, what does she do in the back? She probably just rambles.
No, she's one of those people where you text them and then they reply back 5 days later.
Yeah. And then they're like, why didn't you respond to me?
Yep.
You know, and that, you know what? Now when you come to my luncheon, dress as a gangster.
I know. Also, I just kind of laughed at like the kitchen table scene, like when Meredith's like, well, no, I'm going on the sprinter bus because I don't want them to talk shit about me. I'm going to go home on this bus. But she's also wearing a full pantsuit. I was like, wait, what?
That breakfast was also so awkward. It's like Jenny, Meredith and Mary sitting there. And Mary's like to Meredith, like, I want to see you smile. You're too pretty not to smile. And it's like, it's so awkward. And then, yeah. And then they're all in the van and it's just like this, like, it's just looks of regret in that van. Like it feels like it probably is a hungover mess in there.
Yeah.
Can we take a quick break and then we'll come right back.
Perfect. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's OUAI. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Way. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Way. Say all what you want to say about the Kardashians. I personally love them all, but I'm obsessed with Skims. So I first bought Skims for the shapewear, you know, tighten me up, suck me in. Then I'm obsessed with the pajamas. I've given them to like all my sisters, my mom, my aunt. They're so comfy, cozy. I never thought about her underwear. Skims recently, they've created the next generation of underwear for everybody. You guys, it is buttery. You feel like you're wearing nothing. When I wear the thongs, it's like I'm wearing nothing. It stretches out. So at first, you feel like you're not going to fit into it. You definitely do. It doesn't cut into you at all. It is buttery, soft. It feels like nothing. I'm seriously obsessed. I also recently tried their bralettes. I'm not a bralette girly. I am a size D. Those typically, like, you can't wear that on a normal day. But these ones you can. They keep me up. I have the crossover bralette and the razorback one in the sand. It's like I'm wearing nothing. The Fits Everybody collection of underwear is super lightweight. It molds to your body. It's buttery soft fabric, stretches to twice its size without ever losing its shape, meaning you get a perfect fit every single time. It's available in sizes XXS to 4X. So that's amazing. I love that it's all inclusive. But believe in the hype. Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews, and that's for a reason. The Fits Everybody collection and the More Perfect Essentials are available now at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders of over $75. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you. You can select podcast in the survey, and be sure to select at the drop-down menu to Judgy Girl so we get some credit. But guys, this is underwear you literally can't feel. You got to try it. Go to skims.com. You won't regret it. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10 minute class and then I'm like, I can do one more 10 minutes. I can do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. I wish someone had told me about Lumi earlier. That's L-U-M-E. This is a whole body deodorant. It can seriously go anywhere on your body. I mean, of course, you're going to use it under the armpits, but there's other places that get stinky, if you know what I mean. How about those feet? You know, maybe a little thigh action. This was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO is being misdiagnosed and mistreated. It's a clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. Currently, I am using the Toasted Coconut deodorant. I also have another whole body deodorant by them, the Lavender Sage one. It's more like a cream. So when I went to St. Lucia, I brought this. You know, I would use it on my feet. I would use it after the airplane just to keep smelling fresh and good and really, you know, block those horrible smells. I also love that you can just throw it in your bag. It's baking soda free, paraben free. It's pH balanced for safe to use below the belt. And they have amazing scents. They have clean tangerine, the lavender sage, or toasted coconut. And they have a starter pack. So the starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with the solid stick deodorant, the cream tube deodorant, which that's the one I'm most obsessed with, and two free products of your choice. They have like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes and free shipping. As a special offer to listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code JUDGY at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code JUDGY. That's LumiDeodorant.com. I'm simply obsessed. You guys, especially good so you don't get those smelly flats. We've all had a smelly flat story where you've had to take off your flats and your feet stink. Get Lumi deodorant to use over your whole body. Check them out. Everyone is always trying to drink water. You're trying to get down as much as you can in a day, and it can be challenging, but not with Liquid IV. I tear, I pour, and I live more. Literally one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, and it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. I try to drink as much water as I can, but Liquid IV, I feel like doubles it. I'm obsessed with the different flavors. Right now, I'm a raspberry lemon girl. Also really enjoy their white peach. They're also sugar-free. They have lemon lime. They have green grape. And it just makes drinking water less laborious. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. You can get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TJG at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TJG at liquidiv.com.
Okay, so now we're like, you know, we always have to do, now we're back in, and we have to do like where we're, the recaps, right?
Right. Like what's been going on? Heather's daughter has a reveal. She's going to UCSB.
I thought, okay, guys, Billy looked really healthy in this scene. Like good. Heather's ex. Like I was like, oh, I didn't realize that was him. He looks great. So like I full 180 from last season, I thought.
Right. Wait, we forgot one other really important thing.
Oh,
Lisa Barlow and Heather are in the room together the day that they're leaving.
Yes.
And Heather is like, you know what, Lisa Barlow? We haven't held Mary M. Cosby up to the fire yet. Let's do it with one episode left. Because Mary is openly, aggressively cruel. And you know what? She might be the least honest person in this group. And that is saying a lot.
It's like, we need leather. Leather.
No, that's, I love that. I love leather. Lisa and Heather forever.
Yeah, come on. Like, let's get that. Let's
go leather. I think they're going to be a dynamic duo this.
I hope so. I hope so. But then it's like, okay, so then we have to go see Meredith and Seth. Meredith is in another green silk pantsuit and they're going to do Reiki, which if you mention Reiki, I only think of Jackson, the Reiki teacher from Vanderpump Rules.
Sure, sure.
You know, and then he's like, Meredith, you got skunked. You got skunked and you got to get the smell off you. You got skunked. And she's like, like, I just feel like that's like Meredith's. So I was like,
yeah, I agree.
Like when she like deals with Seth and then they're cheers. And then we didn't see them do the Reiki.
Yeah.
He's like, when it's over, you're going to be like, give me a pack of cigarettes. There's your fucking dork. Oh. like you're a dork.
Yeah.
Then we go to Jen and her lawyer, which is like, this whole thing is like, it's so weird because one, we know that Stu already did a plea deal.
Right. Like Jen's honestly though, she's like, I wish I could talk to Stewie. she's like, we're fighting this thing together. You know, like we're on the same team, but we just like can't work together or talk to each other. Or
she's like, have you talked to Stu? He's like, no, because I have to talk to his attorney.
Right.
And then she's like, by the way, though, he could take a plea deal and then like testify against you.
Which like, is what's happening.
That's what's happening. So at least the lawyer does know why he took this case on. I don't think he'll make any money from it. But then we go to Lisa's, and Lisa's now bought like a small hibachi grill for her house because after Vail, she's going to cook more. She'll take that Maryam Cosby. Look at this. I mean, my kids are getting nutrients. My
fine dining nutrients. Asparagus with a little prosciutto.
Oh, yum. I feel like their family, I just really enjoy it. Like the kids, I don't know why, like the whole thing just like really made me laugh. Because also I'm like, did that actually cook anything? They at one point flipped like a salami slice, it looked like. And I was like,
it wasn't on.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if this is on.
Well, asparagus and prosciutto doesn't have to be cooked.
Maybe they wanted to cook the asparagus.
Yeah.
She hadn't cooked the asparagus yet.
Also, I was like, she was like, this year, I'm becoming a celebrity chef. I want to learn how to make eggs. I'm like, that's literally the first thing you learn how to make ever cooking. Like, that was legitimately the first thing my grandma taught me how to make in second grade.
What kind?
A scramby egg.
Oh, a scramby egg. Okay.
I usually go scrambled eggs, or sometimes a fried egg. What's your egg?
I love a scrambled egg, but slightly runny. And then I like to throw, I like to take bacon and like break it up and put it in the egg too.
Oh, sure.
I also love a hard boiled, and then I like to eat it with sriracha.
Oh, I never tried that.
Mm-hmm. I'll put sriracha on anything though. So,
I'm a Cholula girl.
The sriracha with a Caesar salad. 5 stars.
Ooh.
Five stars. Okay. It sounds weird.
Hot tip. No, I don't think that's
delish,
like a spicy.
Delish.
Yeah, spicy Caesar.
But honestly, I really like eggs. My favorite way to eat eggs is actually in a breakfast burrito.
I don't like breakfast burritos.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. I just love, so then, you know, it's like, I think it was Jack that asked, like, how was your trip? She's like, it was so great. She's like, take your brother to the room and read a chapter book for him. So it wasn't great.
Yeah.
It wasn't great, John. Okay. I love myself. I'm not going to be anybody's punching bag. Like the confidence that Lisa Barlow has, really, we should be taking notes.
Give me 10% of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and then, so then. Then we go over to Mary's church.
This was a great finale for me. Like the last time we're going to be in the church. Well, the church is gone, right?
Right. It looks empty. The sign's gone.
There's barely any people in this church. I'd say 30.
But here's the thing. I'm like, I don't think I don't believe this is a Sunday.
I agree.
Two, I think she literally held it and said, I need you guys to come worship me and tell me that I'm your best friend. Scream it if you could. Also, write a speech to me about how I saved you. And then I'm going to have Jen come and just see how great I am.
Right. Yep. That's pretty much what happened. I agree with you about, I don't think it was on a Sunday either. Where's Robert Sr.?
Why wasn't Robert Sr. there?
Robert Jr. was there. Also, I will say Mary is a great performer. And highly entertaining. I mean, she's not afraid of that mic.
That gold mic. Mary gives me a lot. Like, I don't know if you guys have been watching the right. So here's it. I don't want to tell anybody about what religion and all this stuff, right? This is just like in the context of, but Mary's gives me very much Righteous Gemstones. Like, have you seen that show? Which is like it's on HBO. It's a Dan McBride show, but it's like a parody of like these like big conglomerate churches and this kind of stuff. So like, this was very performative. I felt for Jen, you know, like I felt like she put this whole thing on for Jen.
Or like the movie Saved.
Oh,
remember Mandy that Moore? 2000 of, yes.
I love Saved. It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that movie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, it just is like, I feel like
everyone is jumping around. Like Jen Shah is literally holding back her laughter.
Jen is like, what's happening?
The whole heart. And people are like, God's love for you. It rains in you. Like you're the perfect friend. You're a master of positivity. You're the perfect teacher and the perfect dresser. And your beauty is just beyond. And someone's legitimately fanning Mary in the background.
And she's just, you know, she's crazy for Christ. And yeah. Jen is just like, Mary here, Mary is a rock star with her gold microphone. She can do no wrong. Like, it was just like this scene where I was like,
it was pretty amazing.
It was just so
powerful.
It was also so different from what we saw season one when Whitney brought her dad and Meredith was there and everything.
No, I think this was the same. Just less people.
Maybe that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, it's the same. It's just less people.
It just, I was like, oh, goodbye, Mary Cosby.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We go back to Meredith's house and the M Sculpt machine is being brought over.
Heather and Whitney think that they're going to work out. And then while they're on their, when they're driving to their car, like in the car to Meredith's house, Whitney's like, yeah. And then Meredith asked me if my dad was really an addict. And I was like, I don't recall that happening at all. And I don't think that you do either. I think that's what you think happened because you were so drunk.
That's much different than what if I said, I don't think that you don't talk to your dad.
Yeah.
We never said that your dad's not an addict. We said, we think you're still talking to him.
Well, and then I'm like, and then Heather's like, oh, I would have gotten involved if I heard that. And I was like, well, yeah, because if that's what Meredith said, that would be a low blow of a comparison. However, you shouldn't say that.
Right.
And then Whitney's like, this whole event today is just being set up to kiss our asses because she knows she got caught. I'm like, what did she get caught about, though? I still don't understand what you think that this is like the case that you're solving.
The days of the week. Was it a Saturday, a Sunday, a Monday, or a Tuesday? There are 7 days in the week. There are 7 days in the week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I love it.
Oh God, you guys, that's my job. I sing that song every day.
Cute.
Free for you today.
Wow. That's wow. Can we get an encore?
I also do days of the week. 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 There's Sunday and there's Monday.
There's Tuesday and there's Wednesday.
You get the gist.
And there's Friday.
And then there's Saturday. Days of the week.
Is that wow, way? This has been so fun and educational for us. Okay. So, you know.
And then Meredith, meanwhile, she's like, well, they better be apologizing to me.
Meredith's like, you turned that electric shock. This electric shock therapy, okay?
This is what Courtney and I did. We did M-Sculpt.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't put anything over the 65. She's like, turn it to 100. Like, you know, she has just a closed mouth laugh.
No, yeah, she reminds me of a character from Beetlejuice. She really is. She's Catherine O'Hara in Beetlejuice to me.
First off, Meredith also doesn't do the M-Sculpt at all. She just sits there, and she's
on an apology tour. She just opens up and apologizes to Whitney right away. I was like, what?
It was so funny, though, because she sits down next to Whitney and Whitney goes, okay, talking about this is giving me anxiety and I think we need to turn this down. I was like, Whitney, you're fine. They literally just started the machine. Like, not that
Remember how much pain you were in?
No, it was just hot. I don't remember being in a lot of pain. Was I?
Not pain. I guess it was, maybe it was just the hot. Yes. You were uncomfortable and you were like, how did you do that?
Yeah, because it was very hot.
Yeah. I don't feel anything anymore.
Well, I don't feel feelings, but I feel physical pain. So sure. maybe that's where we're opposite.
Yeah.
You're like an empath.
Yeah.
I am not. But so, you know, Meredith apologized and then she said, you know, for the record, it was the 29th. It was Monday. So it was the day before Jen got arrested. And they're like, okay. They're like, why would Lisa do this? And I'm like, oh my God, why are we blaming anybody? Like, it was so wild to me that as soon as she said it was the Monday, because she's like, how could I have done that? I flew there. I saw you guys the next day on that Tuesday. And they're like, I can't believe Meredith's very good friend of over 10 years, Lisa Barlow, would do something like this. And I'm like, What? How is this getting so twisted?
Meredith's like, it's pretty fucked up, isn't it?
It's incredulous and insane. You know, and they're like, why would Lisa say that? Wow. At the end of the day, if this is true, I am done with Lisa Barlow. It's like, what the? I just don't understand. Like, I don't think Lisa's trying to stir the pot at all. I am so confused with what is going on. Like, this is such a wild ride of trying to figure out who, what day the memorial was on to prove what point. I guess I'm still just, I just don't understand. I get that you're saying, why would she lie about the memorial and her dad? And that seems weird, but it still doesn't prove the point that Jen allegedly scammed all these people and is going to go to federal trial.
You guys, I love it. I love it. I'm here for it. I really hope that Meredith has no friends next season, that Leather gets together, that Whitney continues to drink.
Here's the thing. I actually would love for
Jen Shaw does well in camp.
I would love for Lisa and Meredith to get their friendship back together because I think that they were two really good friends, but I'm telling you, it's this whole thing. Like when I was on her Instagram, cause I was trying to check if she had posted anything just about it, you know? And I was like, no, she's got a picture with Rinna. She has a picture with this housewife. She has a picture with that housewife. I'm like, oh, Meredith, you're flying too close to the sun. Our baby Icarus, relax. Relax because
I think this is literally the classic case, like we talked about earlier. Had a great first season, second season, not so much.
Can I also tell you something that bothers me?
Tell me.
Why is Lisa Barlow on the end holding that snowflake?
I noticed Heather's in the middle.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Heather can be in the middle. That's okay. Fine. But I don't understand that Lisa is on the end. She deserves higher placement in that sixsome.
Wait, okay, just so we're clear.
Yeah.
So right now, the only people filming are Lisa, Jen, Meredith, Whitney, Heather.
Everyone but Mary.
And Jenny.
Sorry. I've already forgotten about Jenny.
That's fair.
Yeah. So okay. I guess there are seven. So there are seven of them this year. Whatever.
So there's five. Yeah.
Point being, I just don't know why Lisa's on the end. She was on the end in the first season too, when they were on that ski lift. She sits on the end there too. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. I just think she deserves better when this whole
baby
season
gorge going to the top, baby, baby gorge,
baby gorgeous. Hi, baby gorgeous. I mean, guys, iconic.
I love this. It's been great. It's been so much fun and
yeah,
I'm sad for the finale.
This season has been so strong. Really enjoyable season. Again, still not a lot about Jen. Like, again, I will say that 10 minutes of her being arrested, 15 minutes that happened at the end of the episode was like chill inducing. And it only got better. I don't know how they top this season. I find that it's going to be very difficult for next season.
But I feel like it's been so good because it's so genuine. Like Lisa Barlow completely became unhinged. They literally thought that
they broke her.
Meredith,
everybody
made up her dad's funeral.
Everybody's been broken this season, I feel, at some point, right? Like, yeah. It's wild, but enjoyable. All right. Well, anything else?
No, we will see you guys next week.
Have a great week. And yeah,
until
all right.
Bye.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grows, so could the opportunities for lower rates on loans like cars or home loans. The Chime Credit Card Builder Visa credit card has no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted, and you're building credit using your own money. My favorite feature is the Spot Me. So it's a fee-free overdraft. So you just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for Spot Me, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance. The overdraft fee is up to $200 without fees with SwapMe when you set up with a qualifying direct deposit. You can get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. So with a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. They have over 60,000 fee-free ATMs, and you can send and receive money using Chime. And if you are like sending out money and they're not a Chime member, that works too. And you can cash out your money fee-free. With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/judgy. That's chime.com/judgy. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. member FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosure for details. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10 minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.